Leader!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Oh, Mr Speaker, what an extraordinary week it's been.
Yes.
We've seen something that I didn't think was ever possible, and that is that David Shearer has shifted his position on the fence.
While the Minister of Justice led off the general debate by attacking the Leader of the Opposition, Mr Shearer's deputy had more questions for the Prime Minister about his Associate Education Minister and ACT Leader John Banks.
Grant Robertson.
In establishing that he was comfortable with what Mr Banks had done, did he ask Mr Banks if he was aware that he received substantial donations from Sky City Limited and Kim.com, and if not, why not?
Grant Robertson's question was answered for Mr Key by his deputy.
The Honourable Bill English.
Speaker, the Prime Minister accepted Mr Banks's assurances.
Grant Robertson then challenged Mr English.
Will he support the introduction of a bill that tightens up the laws on local electoral donations, including by making them consistent with the obligations on candidates in general elections?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, yes, the government would be likely to support such a law.
By chance, Grant Robertson just happened to have such a bill about his person.
I seek leave to introduce and set down for first reading the Local Electoral Enhancement of Transparency Amendment Bill, which makes donation regime for local government consistent with that for general elections.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection?
Yes.
There is objection.
Further round the opposition benches, New Zealand First MP Brendan Horan was cynical about the real purpose of KiwiRail's turnaround plan.
Was the term turnaround plan deliberately chosen to mislead the public when the reality of what is happening to KiwiRail is mass redundancies, maintenance cutbacks, outsourcing and privatisation?
Mr Horan's fears were allayed by the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises.
The Honourable Tony Ryle.
Oh, Mr Speaker, I think the definition and the description of a turnaround plan is quite appropriate. The previous government spent close to $700 million to buy that business. It's the sort of business that has seen this government have to invest another $750 million over three budgets in order to help that business become viable.
Privatisation was also at the heart of questions from Green List MP Eugenie Sage, whose attempts to find out whether Earthquake Recovery Minister Jerry Brownlee had received any advice on selling Christchurch City Council assets eventually required the intervention of the Speaker.
Now, the Minister has so far said he's received advice on a range of funding options. The question didn't ask that. The question asked whether he had received any advice. It asked what advice, if any, has he received on the potential sale of Christchurch City Council assets to help pay for the rebuild of Christchurch. Now, he may have received some on that, may not have, but at the moment the House is none the wiser. And that's what's not acceptable in this Parliament. The Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Yes, Mr Speaker.
So, yes, Mr Brownlee had advice, but as to what it was, well, that's another question. Now to Rhys Lyon, who's been with the Select Committee hearing submissions on a bill making it harder to get bail.
In a submission to the Law and Order Committee, Senior Policy Advisor for the Children's Commission, John Hancock, warned the bill would see more youths being detained for longer.
Time spent in custody, particularly long-term or extended periods of in police cell custody, can be counterproductive to the rehabilitation of a child or young person.
Mr Hancock said the bill risked undermining the rights of young people.
According to our international obligations, we should be according them specific protections, special protective measures. So the issue about removing the presumption of bail or amending the presumption of bail means potentially taking our youth justice or criminal justice system a small step away from those international obligations, plus the principles within the Children, Young Persons and Their Families Act, which also sets out a principle that a young person should be kept in the community as a presumption.
Mr Hancock recommended that rather than denying them bail, young offenders could be effectively dealt with in other ways.
Our view is that alternative measures should be sought, such as electronic monitoring and a measure called supported bail is used in relation to young people from time to time, which is where a young person is perhaps at risk of abscondment or a breach of bail conditions or has been held in custody for some time, that a supported bail officer worker is assigned to that young person for 6 weeks and enables that young person to transition from custody back onto bail and then back onto a regular bail plan.
Senior Policy Advisor for the Children's Commission, John Hancock, making a submission on the Bail Amendment Bill.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.